right, without further ado, she's been on the show before, enjoyed our conversation last time, so she's back. There you go. Angela Sloan, CEO and founder of Sloan Financial Group. Very knowledgeable. And again, the topic today is how I can try to manage the impact of interest rates. But let me tell you a little bit about Angela. You know, she's been in the business for 30 years, CEO and founder of Sloan Financial Group. She's dedicated herself to helping clients, you know, with their financial affairs. And, you know, and last time we talked about her, we talked about, you know, unfortunately at a young age, she was swindled out of her life savings by a trusted advisor. And that misfortune motivated Angela to make it her life's work to keep bad things from happening to good people. So there you go. Let's bring her on right now. Angela Sloan. How you doing, Angela?
I'm doing great. How are you? So good to
I'm
be
good.
Here.
I'm good. Thank you. I just I barely heard you there. Yeah, I'm glad to be. I'm glad you're back. You know,
when we look at
the bond market, you know, bond investing is rather a boring market that a lot of people don't even talk about these days. But you know, heading into 2015 with higher interest rates a distinct possibility, as we've talked about before. A lot of people just need to know, maybe educate themselves a little bit more, and maybe position their portfolios on different bond funds or bonds. And what would you say to that person? I mean, what risks are out there for the bond market?
Well, your two biggest risks to your bond portfolio are interest rate hikes and inflation. And we have been in a very low interest rate environment and a very low inflation rate environment for a long, long time. So people have become very comfortable with their bonds, and they've become more or less complacent. And I think that it's time to take notice, because we're starting to hear things like Michelle Girard, chief U.S. economist at Royal Bank of Scotland, said on CNBC the other day, we are no longer in an emergency situation that requires emergency level rates that we're sitting at right now, indicating it's time for rates to go up. So there's a couple of questions. One is, will they raise the rates? And two, can they raise the rates? You know, what will happen if they do raise the rates? So can they raise the rates? Yes, certainly the government can raise the rates. Number two, can they afford to raise the rates? That's a big question, and that's where a lot of people have some differing of opinion. I'm sort of the opinion, with the quantitative easing going on in Europe, et cetera, that it's going to be tough for them to raise the interest rates. One, they're going to have to pay the interest on our national debt. And two, going to cause people's portfolios to tumble, because if the way that affects your bond is, if you have a 4% bond, say a 20-year bond at 4%, and the interest rate goes up 1%, the value of that bond drops 12.5%. So you ask yourself, what can I
move.
Do?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things is that you can have a five bond portfolio. In other words, you kind of ladder those bonds. Your high yield bonds, also known as junk bonds, they're going to be affected disproportionately because they involve greater risk. So they're not going to see the devaluation that the government bonds and the municipal bonds and the investment grade corporates will see. So, you know, you have your interest rate risk. You also face some credit risk. What if that company or that government or municipality can't pay you back? You know, that's another risk, and we've seen that happen with companies in recent past. And then again, you know, your greatest risk to your bond portfolio, of course, is inflation. So if we get into an inflation environment, then we have another set of problems. So your bonds aren't foolproof.
Yeah, and you know, when we saw that, like the 10-year bond, let's take the 10-year treasury, one of the more popular traded, especially with exchange-traded funds out there, with the innovation of exchange-traded funds is creating a lot of volatility in the interest rate market. You know, but, you know, the 10-year treasury yield in 2013, I don't know, it was April, May, around that period of time, it was down to 1.6%, went all the way up to 3% in latter parts of 2013, only to start to come back down. We went back to 1.6%. And now we could be very well headed back to that same level we were about a year ago at 3%. So, I mean, to me, watching the volatility of this market is I mean, we're seeing it now. We've seen it over the last 3 years. It seems like the last 3 years we've had the same conversation, but now the Feds are getting closer. I mean, will they, in fact, I mean, are they going to hit the snooze button once again? You know, we already talked about June. The Feds are meeting in June, and will they raise rates? I mean, is it going to be something that they're going to do this June? And all the indications are no. And I'm sure you agree with me, correct?
Yeah, I tend to agree that it's going to be later rather than sooner, for some of the reasons that I just named. It's going to be tough for them to raise the rates for what it's going to do to themselves, and of course the quantitative easing that's going on in Europe. And right now, all eyes are on Greece, which is why our markets are so volatile today. You know, with what's going on in Greece and the U.S. economic health, with respect to that hike in an interest rate, is going to dictate most of the trading action this week. So it's going to be interesting to see. I just don't think the Fed's going to be able to raise the rate.
I agree with you. I mean, look at the big reason the Fed is planning to raise interest rate is because the United States economy is improving. You know, especially the job market. I mean, that'd be a big reason to start raising rates. You know, an unemployment ticked up a little bit. That's because probably more people were in the workforce. But the labor market is improving. There are some headwinds that have been obviously holding down the economy. But the question now is, I mean, if they raise them now, I always say, you know what, just take them higher once. I mean, heaven's sakes, instead of just trying to. It seems like every time the Fed starts to raise rates, they go boom, 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 and they blast us with rate hikes trying to cool off the economy then. And it's like they're almost too late. But interest rates are already low. I don't know why they just don't do it once and say, okay, you know what, here's one for you. You know, and let the market react accordingly, which probably just be brief. But we're down to 0.25%. Come on. I mean, is one rate hike really going to hurt everything? What do you think?
Well, a quarter of a point is going to make a difference, and I don't see them doing a whole point all at one time. That's one issue. I think they will do it a quarter of a point, maybe at a time, if and when they do it. So the other thing is that it just doesn't happen overnight. You know, usually there's some good indication as to whether or not this is going to happen, and you have a little bit of time to react. But you have to bear in mind that the markets start reacting based on rumor. Markets are very emotional. They're more emotional than they are numbers-oriented. So let the panic start, and there could be a sell-off, and then they decide not to raise the rates. So the market is a temperamental instrument.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially you're talking about the stock market. The markets could possibly have a drop of 10% or more.
You've seen the bond market drop because of emotion. Oh, they're going to raise rates. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Whether the fundamentals are strong or not, it is all about emotion. It could be short-term in an aspect of it. But, you know, laddering bonds, you know, like you said, it is a good indicator. You know, a lot of the smart money out there is staying away from the longer-term bonds, the 10-year, 20-year, 30-year bonds because of the high fluctuation in them. When we come back, let's talk about a recommendation. Do we remain short-term, meaning stick to 5-year or under bonds? In portfolios or seek out, because a lot of people have 401ks and all they know is they have a bond fund, but very, very few people know what's inside that bond fund. Maybe you can help them out with that on what possibly to look for in their 401ks or even with their financial advisor, and we'll go from there. But, you know, I agree with you. I think there's a lot of risk in the bond market. There always has been, but it's the least talked about. I'm Gary Wells. I'm sitting here talking to Angela Sloan. She's the CEO and founder. Time is 11:20. I'm Gary Wilson in the padded radio room off Stockdale Highway. On the phone is Angela Sloan, backed by popular demand, CEO and founder of Sloan Financial Group. We have a topic. We'll get into some others, though, as well. You know, topic was how can I try to manage the impact of an interest rate hike? And, you know, it seems like the impact is already being felt now, even with the if Janet Yellen gets and breathes near a microphone, the bond market moves. And, you know, Angela's got 30 years of experience, you know, helping her clients out. And, you know, how to diversify portfolios. And right now, again, the conversation is about the bond market. You know, what bonds do you have? And so, Angela, the question, I guess, is when people look at their – or investors look at their portfolios, they say, okay, in my 401k, I have a bond fund. And if they have a bond fund in their portfolio, should they be concerned? Or maybe should they just maybe look more into it? What would your advice be to them?
Well, if they have a bond fund, of course they should be concerned, and they should keep an eye on that fund, because what you get when you have a bond fund is you have the price per share, and whatever the income yield of that total portfolio is going to yield. And, of course, that's based on after expenses, et cetera. If you go out and you put together a portfolio of individual bonds, then interest rates rise, then the value of that bond may drop. So, for example, let's say you have a bond, you paid $1,000 for it, interest rates go up, and the value of that bond drops to $700. As long as you hold that bond to maturity, or it's called, you know that you're going to get your $1,000 back, provided the company has good credit rating and can pay you back. And in the meanwhile, you're still going to get that return. When it's in a bond fund, you don't necessarily have that guarantee. You have the price per share of the fund. So there is a difference in investing in a bond fund and buying individual bonds.
Right. And, you know, the only problem in 401ks, you can't go out and buy individual bonds. You know?
That's
so their
correct.
Choice
your choice
for
or
income
fund.
Portfolio, you know, in a, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, again, I guess the question, I tell people I wouldn't be overly concerned about it because I'm sure in that 401k, the bond manager, and again, I've had people say, well, no, I'm in a bond fund. I'm in a secure bond fund. And then they show me their 401k statement, and it says high yield bond fund. What would you say to them as far as being in a high yield bond fund, which to me is, and they say, well, wait a second. I got a bond fund. Isn't that supposed to be secure? What would you say to that person?
Well, if it's high yield, that means that you're probably taking a higher credit risk. If it's lower yield, you want to look at the difference between the longer-term maturities and the short-term maturities. So some bond funds are focused on the short-term bond funds, okay? They're focused on the shorter terms, which in a rising interest rate environment or the threat of that rise, the shorter-term bond funds would probably make you feel safer, okay? Nothing's 100% safe, but it might make you feel a little better. If you have long-term bond fund, then that will be more affected by the interest rate hike than the short-term bond fund. So you have your short-term, your long-term, and then you might have your high yield, which are, you know, three different animals in a sense. They're each affected differently by that rate rise in interest rates.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm glad you said that. I mean, because, again, when you look at the short-term versus long-term, now, a lot of people are positioned for in the short-term bonds, but then they're realizing, well, wait a second, my bonds, my bond fund or my bonds in the short-term, they're not paying a whole heck of a lot, you know, whereas this longer-term bond pays double the income of what the short-term bond fund pays. But like what you're saying, the long-term bonds out there will move more in price when they start to raise rates, and you've seen that already. So again,
right, and to give you the example again, if you have a 4% 20-year bond and the interest rates go up 1%, the value of that bond is going to drop about 12.5%. If you have a 5-year bond, the value of that bond is going to drop about 4.5%. So that it's the difference in the volatility, the difference in the risk. So risk versus reward, always remember that. You know, the longer term, yeah, you get the higher rate, but the interest rates are going to pose a higher risk. The shorter term, you have the lower rate, but the interest rates are going to pose a lesser risk.
Yep. And, you know, again, many Americans don't, or investors out there, they don't pay attention to what Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen and the Feds do. But they could that could change. I mean, as they get, again, if you're listening to the MoneyWise program, you hear it all the time. We talk about interest rates, the Feds. Seems like every time the Feds talk or the market moves on the expectation that the Feds are going to raise rates or not going to raise rates. Are they going to do it in June or are they going to do it in September? But again, if they do raise rates, what's that mean to the average listener out there though? Let's say besides their 401k, besides buying into short term, long term bonds individually or laddering bond portfolios out there, what's it really mean? Mortgage rates will rise, right? That's one.
Mortgage
that's
rates
one
will rise. Probably interest rates on everything will rise somewhat if they raise the rates. Because you got to remember, this is the rate that the government's charging the banks to get the money, et cetera. So if their cost goes up, then mine and your cost is going to go up. Well, guess who else's cost goes up because of all the debt? That's why I say it's almost like a catch-22. Danged if you do, danged if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're right. Because what's going to happen is, as the government bond rate goes higher, we have to service that debt as well.
That's right.
That's right.
So we sit here and our common sense says, how can they raise rates? Okay, I understand they'd like to raise rates, but how can they raise rates is the big question.
Yeah, and again, it's all about the individual investor out there. Now, the savers succeed. Savers are those that are being that have saved money, and they do raise rates later. They could be rewarded, and that's not to say, hey, take all your money and put it in the bank and wait for them to do something with interest rates. No, you need to stay invested, but it wouldn't hurt to have a little bit of savings on the side to take advantage of what could possibly happen when this.
That's correct. You know, if you have some cash sitting on the side, maybe just wait this thing out and see what happens, and then decide what to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, ever since the financial crisis, I guess you could say folks who put their money in the bank have gained next to nothing. That's why I tell people, say, yeah, you can put it in the bank, you've gained next to nothing, but with interest rates so low, people who played it safe have been getting the short end of the stick up to now. But if they start to raise rates, I mean, it could change for these kind of for the people with the savings accounts, because once the Fed raises rates, savers will gain more interest on their money they deposit in the bank later, if that ever happens. So there you go. Any last words, Angela, for our listener out there and what to look for in the bond market or the Feds?
Well, there again, I say make a slow decision, not a quick one. Keep an eye on what is really happening, not on the hype. And make your decision very slowly, but very thoroughly thought out. And ladder those bonds. And if you have the choice to buy individual bonds rather than a bond fund, that might be a little better way to go. You know, if you're, like you said, 401k, you don't really have that option, then you might want to go more shorter term until all this plays out.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Angela Sloan joining us once again with her brief commentary for us. She's, again, she's got several years of experience, 30 years of experience. She's the CEO and founder of Sloan Financial Group. Always good to have her come on and kind of justify what we say once in a while, but very smart lady out there, and thank you so much for your insight, Angela. You have a wonderful day. Look forward to our next conversation. I don't know what it's going to be on. Possibly it's going to be because the Feds did raise rates. Maybe it's not once, not twice, maybe three times, four times, five times. Who knows what they're going to do. But the market does move based on those announcements.
Thank you so much. And I am required to mention that my broker-dealer is Madison Avenue Securities, and I am a registered investment advisor representative through Madison Avenue Securities. So that I'm required to tell you.
There you go, and I do understand that compliance, and good for you for announcing that. All right, we're the Money Wise Guys. Going to take a break.